Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said it's easy to spot a person with a lot of personality. He always reminds you so much of yourself. We're happy to have this privilege again of being with you in Bible Meditations. We hope that our study together is something that you enjoy and something that is profitable to you. We've been talking about the simplicity of the church that Jesus said he was going to build. Paul said he was concerned lest Satan beguile some and take them away from the simplicity which is in Christ. We've talked about a number of different areas where the simplicity of the church is clearly seen. In our study today, let me suggest to you that we think about the simplicity of the terms of membership in the church. Becoming a part of the church is not just automatic. It's not something that is done without any thought or participation on the part of the individual. It rather is a matter of doing something that has been set up as the rules, the regulations that must be followed for membership. Now, when I say that, we understand that in all of our human organizations, organizations have rules and stipulations that must be met before you're accounted as a member of a particular organization. Well, the Lord's church is very clearly an easily understood way of obtaining redemption. We'd like to look at it and show you what the Bible says in regard to how you can become a part of the body of Christ, a part of the church, and be a part of that organization that we have termed as being very simple, very lack of complexity. It's just something easily understood. You know, if I were to talk to you about your family, and I would ask you, how did you become a part of your family? Well, you would say, I didn't have anything to do with that. That was something that somebody else did. And it doesn't have anything to do with me. I just simply have been a recipient of it. Well, as we talk about our coming to the family, then what about the terms that we sometimes use? People say, I joined the church. Well, you weren't a part of your family because you joined it. That became a thing that was taken care of because of your participation, because of something you did. But it's a matter not of you joining, it's a matter of birth. Now, I've said all of that to say this. We are born into the family of God. In the book of John, chapter 3, 1 through 5, John tells us of a new birth. In fact, Jesus talked with Nicodemus about it, and Nicodemus wanted to know about how he could be born again. Nicodemus said, I'm a grown man. Can I go through the birth process again? Jesus told him, I wasn't talking about that, but he said, you must be born of water and of the Spirit. That birth of water and of the Spirit is the birth that takes place when you and I become children of God. So we're born into God's family. Now, if I can find what is necessary for that birth to take place, I found a very simple, easy way of understanding how I become a part of the family of God or the church of our Lord. Nicodemus was told it is a birth of water and of the Spirit. That is, through the direction, teaching of the Spirit, that's in the Word of God, we are born of water. What could the water refer to? Well, I almost hear someone saying, well, that's the water of the natural birth. But friends, that's what Jesus was just telling Nicodemus. I'm not talking about the natural birth. I'm talking about the spiritual birth. And it isn't hard to see that in the New Testament, that which involves our spiritual birth is our baptism. Notice the Galatian letter, chapter 3, 26-27. For we are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Being children of God, that would be being born into God's family, wouldn't it? All right, so we're children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of us as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. I think it wouldn't be hard for a person to understand that the new birth involves baptism. We're born into God's family. We become children of God, for we are baptized into Christ. There's the water Jesus was talking to Nicodemus about. It's the water that we encounter when we are baptized into Christ, and we're born into God's family. So the way of becoming a child of God is by having faith in the Lord based on the teaching of the Word of God and being baptized for the remission of past sins. And thus we're born into the family of God. Now, friends, isn't that what the New Testament teaches that people did who were deciding they wanted to become children of God? Go to the book of Acts and begin reading. As you read in the second chapter of the book of Acts, look at the condition of the people who were there. Peter just stood before them and said, "You've killed the Son of God. You're guilty of sin." And Peter's message got home because they were pricked in their hearts. And they said, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" They recognized there's something they needed to do in order to get into the family of God. All right, what were they to do? They had sin. They wanted to take care of that sin. Peter gives them this simple answer. And I wish that every preacher in our town today would give the same answer Peter gave. But we have people giving all kinds of answers today. Peter said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Let it be observed that Peter did not say, "Repent, and you're saved." He didn't say, "Believe, and you're saved." He didn't say, "All you have to do is to be baptized, and you're saved." He tied two things together, repentance and baptism, and said those things must be observed in order for you to obtain salvation. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, by the authority of Christ or in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, or so that you might obtain remission of past sins. All right, how do I become a child of God? Is it complicated? Do I have to have some experience? Do I have to have somebody vote on me before I become a part of the family? Or is it true that if I repent and I am baptized, the Lord will forgive me and I'll be a part of the church that Jesus said he was going to build? Well, friends, there's the answer. That's what people did when they wanted to know what to do to be saved. They were told, "Repent and be baptized." And you know, the 3,000 souls on the day of Pentecost did that very thing. And the Lord added to the church daily, Acts 2, verse 47, such as were being saved. They were obeying the gospel. They were repenting and being baptized so that their past sins might be taken away, and they might be added by the Lord unto his church. The example is too clear. It's not hard to understand. If you want remission of past sins, repent and be baptized for the remission of past sins. We appreciate being with you today. I hope you'll listen again tomorrow, and remember that it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.